All right, welcome back once again. And at this stage in the game, there's a concept that I'd really like you to understand. And first off, it's important to start by prefacing this. You see, most people in the world are interested in changing the results that they're getting in their life, either physically, spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Everybody wants better results. How do I make more money or have more happiness or have a better connection with my spouse? Or how do I attract more people to drive my dreams forward? Or how do I become even more healthy? So the thing is that everybody wants to change their results. But if we want new results, what we really have to look at are the behaviors that create those results. So if you want to change your results, you've got to first start with your behaviors. And that's what this course, as well as the other courses that we teach, are all about. How do you create behavioral change in yourself and others so that you can skyrocket yourself forward? But here's the deal. All behaviors are state dependent. What do I mean by that? Every behavior that we have is dependent upon an emotional state that generated the behavior. For example, if somebody smokes or if they overeat, it's not that they do it all the time. They do it when they get in an overeating state or in a smoking state. Now, I've got a question for you. Question, yes or no response. Do you consider yourself to be a pretty good communicator? Pretty good. 9 times out of 10, people will say yes to that question. But now I've got a second question for you. Have you ever gotten in an angry state and all of your communication skills go out the window? I bet you've experienced that. So, behavior is state dependent. You know, if you're a performer and you're going to go in for a performance and you're in a nervous state, that emotional state is going to affect the outcome of the performance. So here's the deal. If you really want to take charge of the results that you produce in your life, you've got to learn how to take charge of your behaviors. And if you really want to learn how to take charge of your behaviors, you've got to learn how to take charge of your emotional states. Now, most people feel that their emotions run them. And I'm here to say that that's not the case, or at least it doesn't have to be the case. We are in charge of our emotions. But first off, it's important to understand negative emotions a little more. You see, the unconscious mind is the domain of the emotions. And it communicates to us through emotion. So negative emotions aren't actually bad, they're good. They're a steering system that tell us what to pay attention to in life. For example, if you're feeling angry about something, maybe there's something that requires your attention. If you're feeling guilty about something, maybe there's something you shouldn't be doing. But the problem is that most people, rather than listening to the emotions and paying attention to them and getting the messages of the unconscious mind, what they do is they stuff them down and they repress them. This is called stacking negative emotions. Now, I don't know if you've ever met an angry person in life, or a person who was always sad, or a person who really indulged in guilt. See, what happens is after we've stacked these emotions over time, we begin to identify with them, and we begin to filter our entire experience of life through them. And you'll know somebody who's stacked negative emotions and repressed a bunch of negative emotions because their reactions will be out of proportion in terms of what's happening at any given time. And so they might have a minor trigger that pulls up all of that emotion, and they end up taking it out on their kids, or taking it out on their spouse, or on their employees, or the people around them. And so what we need to learn how to do is take charge of our emotional states, which means we need to get rid of the negative emotions. And in our live programs, at the Breakthrough to Success weekend, we actually go through the process for doing that. And in our fast track programs, you'll learn how to obliterate negative emotions for yourself and for others. And the processes are absolutely phenomenal. But I want you to know that it's really quite a simple concept because it all comes down to one thing. It comes down to meaning. Because the only reason that we'd hold on to negative emotions stacked in the past is because of the meanings that we've associated to things in the past. You see, our results are created by our behaviors. Our behaviors are created by our emotional states, and our emotional states are created by the meanings that we've ascribed to things in life. So realize this, there is no inherent meaning in anything. Got a question for you. Getting married, good event or bad event? Some people go, I don't know. Getting divorced, good event or bad event? See, the meaning of the event itself will change based upon the context in which it's in. So all meaning is based upon context. Let me give you a real-world example. Let's say somebody was hit repeatedly in their youth. What's the meaning of that? Does that mean that they'll never amount to anything? Some people go, well, yeah. Does that mean that they can rise to the greatest heights of success because they've developed the strength to overcome adversity? That's why you get somebody who could be repeatedly abused in the past and grow up to become an Oprah Winfrey, and then you get somebody else whose mother looked at them funny and they wind up screwed up for life. You see, it's not the events that shape our lives. It's the meanings that we ascribe to those events that shape our lives. Realize that human beings are meaning-making creatures. They're constantly asking themselves, what does this mean? How do I feel about it? What am I going to do? What does this mean? How do I feel? What am I going to do? It's what I call an ESSA loop, evaluation, state, action. The evaluation is the meaning you ascribe to any given event. The emotional state is the feeling you feel as a result, and the action is the action that you either take or don't take as a result of the emotional state. What does this mean? How do I feel? What am I going to do? So when I said that emotional states, anger, sadness, fear, those things that grip people and paralyze them or cause them to be ineffective in life are fairly easy to get rid of, what I meant was this. When you change the meaning that you have associated to events in life, the emotions disappear. We'll go into that in more depth in other places, but I just want you to understand that the only reason we'd hold on to negative associations to past events or past resentments is because of the meaning that we've ascribed to those events. Now, here's the deal. The meanings that we ascribe to events are based upon the decisions, either consciously or unconsciously, to accept that as being the meaning. Because remember, we said that there's no inherent meaning to anything. So every negative emotion that we might hold on to in our life is backed by a limiting decision to view the world in a certain way. So now in this CD, you're going to learn how to do the process of the decision destroyer. Now, this should sound familiar because I'm going to be reinforcing concepts that we already talked about in an earlier part of the program. And what's really important as you go into this is that you fully understand the concept of limiting decisions. So I'm going to talk a little bit about limiting decisions right now in terms of identifying them once again and really understanding what they are so that we can then get rid of them. As you likely already are aware, decisions determine our destiny. Both good decisions and bad decisions. And what's not immediately obvious is oftentimes the bad decisions that we make in life run our lives unconsciously, because sometimes these decisions were made with no conscious thought at all. Oftentimes we'll make a decision in our youth that then plays out as patterns in our future. And I know you probably agree that in life we do play out patterns, both once again positive and negative. So the question becomes, how do we get to the root cause of the negative patterns that we run in our lives and obliterate that root cause so we can change the patterns so that we're driven forward to greater levels of success and greater levels of achievement? And the answer is the decision destroyer. So what are limiting decisions? Limiting decisions are limiting statements about yourself or about life that limit you and hold you back in some way. Statements such as, I have low self-esteem, or I can't make a lot of money, or you've got to work hard to make money, or I can't have a great relationship, or you can't be spiritual and make money. All of these types of statements would be considered limiting decisions. Anything that prevents you from stepping up to a new level of potential. So you can also think of a limiting decision as being a limiting belief. That's the terminology that more people are aware of in society, but it's the same thing. It's a myth that you have about life, or a limiting conclusion that you've drawn about the world. The thing is that all limiting beliefs, conclusions, or myths that we've drawn about life were preceded by the decision to accept that belief about life, either consciously or unconsciously. Have you decided that you have to struggle to succeed? Have you decided that you have to be stressed out or overwhelmed in life? Have you decided that you can't really connect with the people you want to in your life? Have you decided that it's not fun to work out? Those types of decisions. Now, the first thing to recognize when releasing or destroying a limiting decision, as you've heard me say time and again, is that a problem well stated is a problem half solved. So Whenever you want to get rid of an issue in your life, once you can identify it and get it in a nutshell type statement, you're 50% of the way there in terms of breaking through. Now, here's how you do the process of the decision destroyer. The first thing that you want to do is, once you've got that limiting decision in mind, is ask your unconscious mind to light it up in the neurology, wherever it exists inside your neurology. The analogy that I use to describe this process is kind of like lighting up all the lights on a Christmas tree. So you'll actually feel the limiting decision in your body. You felt it before, but you'll become even more aware of it. So you're going to turn internally, light up the neurology, ask your unconscious to let you feel that decision wherever it is. And then what we're going to do is do what's called a transderivational search. So you're going to then ask your unconscious mind to trace that limiting decision rapidly and unconsciously all the way back to the very root cause of the decision. The first event where you first decided to even have this as an issue in your life. And at this point, you're simply going to trust your unconscious mind to take you there. Now, I know that you may be thinking, well, Chris, I don't know what the root cause was. But you wouldn't know it consciously. It's your unconscious that is the storehouse and the warehouse for all of your memories. So you're going to trust your unconscious to take you back wherever it needs to. And once you go back to that very first event, you're just going to trust the unconscious mind, follow it wherever it takes you, and then trust that you're actually at the first event. Now, here's the deal. You're not really going to be at the first event. It's just in your imagination. But so are all of your problems, and so are all of your solutions in life. Problems are problems of imagination, and solutions are solutions of imagination. That's why Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. So you're going to trust your unconscious mind to take you back to the root cause of the decision, the first event, an incident. And you're going to trust your unconscious to have you at that first event. Now, here's one important piece to this. You don't necessarily have to be consciously aware of the content of the event that you go back to. So while you do go back to it, so you're standing inside of it, looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, noticing any emotions that are present, you may or may not be consciously aware of the content of what was actually happening. And that's okay, because your unconscious mind does know. As I mentioned, it's the storehouse, the warehouse of all memories. You just want to trust it to take you back there, because the content of the event is not what's important. What's important is that you release the decision, and you're going to learn how to do that next. So once you trust your unconscious mind to do that transderivational search and take you back to that first event, you're going to become aware of two things. First off, any emotions that are present. And when you become aware of those emotions, I want you to keep your spirit high. My martial arts instructor when I was younger used to always say to us, keep your spirit out of the gutter. It's kind of the negative side of things. It's definitely not stated in the positive, but it makes a point. You want to get your eyes up, breathing from the top of your lungs, all of that when you go back to that first event. Because then we have what we call a meta state. It's a feeling about something. And when you go back to that first event, even if the feelings weren't that positive at the time, if you've got a high spirit, you've got your eyes up high, you're breathing from the top of your lungs, then you have the warrior spirit in relationship to that event. So you're reviewing it with a different perspective. Now remember, we're not doing the process yet. I'm just explaining to you the process you'll be going through in a few moments when you actually go through the decision destroyer. So once you find yourself back at that first event, whether or not you're consciously aware of the content, you're going to become aware of two things. First off, any emotions that were present at the time, and you'll also become aware of the decision that was made there as well. Now you may need to fast forward or rewind the movie to the point where you become aware of the decision. And it may have been a decision that you made consciously or unconsciously. But you'll simply notice that you can become aware of the decision that was made there. And once you become aware of the decision that was made there, at that point, I'm going to have you rise up above the event. So you're going to rise up above that time and up above your personal time stream so that you see the past stretched off in one direction, the future in another. And at that point, you'll be directly above the event, looking down on it. Once again, you may or may not be consciously aware of what the content of the event is, but that doesn't matter, right? So as you're up above it, that position is called the learning position. So you're in the learning position where you're looking down on the event. And in the learning position, what you're going to do is preserve the learnings. You're going to allow any learnings to come into your consciousness, the positive learnings for yourself and for the future. Now, whenever you preserve learnings, it's really important that you realize the type of learnings that are good to preserve, right? We're not going to preserve negative learnings or learnings about others or learnings about the past. It's going to be learnings about ourselves, positive learnings that empower us for the future. So I had somebody in the learning position once above her time stream looking down on an event where she had made a limiting decision. And she got some learnings. And I asked her if she could share those learnings with me, and it was interesting. She said, yeah, I learned that he's an evil, nasty son of a gun. He shouldn't be allowed to live. And I said, okay, but what are the positive learnings? You know, for you, for the future, which when you preserve those learnings will allow you to obliterate, destroy that old decision. Because quite frankly, with the negative learnings, there's no way she would have let go of the decision. Does that make sense? So what you want to do is review the memory from a new perspective and get the positive learnings for yourself and for the future. And when you get the learnings, they may just bubble up into your consciousness. They may come to you as a conscious flash, like an aha of some sort. Or you may just feel like you've gotten something, but you can't quite enunciate it. However you get the learnings is fine. But once you've gotten those learnings in the learning position, then what you're going to do is you're going to move temporally back in time. So you're going to imagine going back to a point at least 1 hour before the event ever happened, but you remain way up high, up toward the heavens, looking down on the event, so it's down below you and in front of you. Hasn't even occurred yet. And in this position, this is where you decide to let go of that old decision. Remember, the word decision means to cut off from any other possibility. And when you move into the release position, that old decision can be let go very easily and can be replaced with new decisions about life in light of your learnings. And then once you're done, you come all the way back toward now and back into the room. And I'm going to lead you through the process. Once again, it happens in your imagination, but so does your future. And we're going to be imagining a brighter, more positive future because your decisions are possibility filters. They filter what's even possible for you in life in terms of the amount of love that you have, the amount of money that you make, the amount of passion and ecstasy that you live with. So let's get rid of a limiting decision that's held you back in your life now. And I'll take you through the process. Once you've gone through it, you don't have to listen to the instructions for the process. You can just jump straight ahead and go through the process itself. So now it's time for the decision destroyer. And when you go through this, make sure that you're in a quiet place where you're not going to be disturbed. You're not driving a car, definitely. It's a closed-eyed process. And you want to have about 20 minutes to go through the entire thing. So take one of the limiting decisions that you wrote down for this context of life that you're focused on, and you're going to go through the process and destroy that limiting decision. Now, my recommendation as you go through this audio series will be that you get rid of at least two limiting decisions, like the two biggest ones you had on your list. If you want to get rid of more limiting decisions, that's fine, but recognize that as you go through the process, you're only going to do one at a time. So once you've gotten rid of one decision, repeat the process with a second decision, and then if you'd like to do a couple more, that's up to you, but do at least two, the two biggest ones you've got. So get a limiting decision right now in mind. A decision that's limited you in life. And as you consider that decision, go ahead and close your eyes. And I'd like to ask your unconscious now to light that decision up wherever it is in your neurology, like lighting up all the lights on the Christmas tree, so that you feel that decision wherever it is in your body. And as you consider this limiting decision, hasn't this decision held you back long enough? Hasn't it prevented you from doing the things you really want to do? So resolve yourself right now to make this moment right here, right now, the end of this decision in your life. And as you light that decision up wherever it exists in your neurology, it's time to ask your unconscious to take you on a journey of consciousness. So go ahead and ask your unconscious to trace that decision back to the very first event, the very first incident where you first made this decision in your life. Go rapidly and unconsciously zooming all the way back in time and just trust your unconscious to be the guide. Going all the way back to that very first incident where you made the decision. And as you find yourself at that first event right now, trust your unconscious to have you there. Remember, you may or may not be consciously aware of the content of the event, and that doesn't matter, does it? Now, what really matters is that you find yourself there, that you trust your unconscious, and as you're looking through your own eyes inside that event, hearing the sounds around you, just notice that you can become aware of any emotions that are present. Just notice any emotions. And also notice the decision that was made there too. Either consciously or unconsciously, just become aware of the decision that was made there. Very good. While keeping your spirit high. Now, you know, it's time to rise above it. So just go ahead and rise all the way up in the air, all the way up toward the heavens, all the way up above your time stream, so that as you look down on that event, it seems so small, so insignificant down below you. You've got the past stretched off in one direction and the future in another. And once again, you may or may not be consciously aware of the content of the event below you, but that's not what matters, is it? No. What matters is that you now find yourself in the learning position, directly above the event, looking down on it. And you're way up in the air in your imagination. And as you're in the learning position now, preserve the learnings. Allow those learnings to come to you. The positive learnings for you, for the future, which when you preserve those learnings now, will allow this entire set of circumstances to serve a far grander purpose in your life, the purpose it was meant to serve. So what are the positive learnings? The positive learnings for yourself, for the future. Allow those learnings to come in, to flood into your consciousness. And they may just bubble up, or they may come as a conscious flash, as an aha, yes, that's it. That's what I was supposed to get. However you allow yourself to get the positive learnings now is fine. The positive learnings. Get the positive learnings for yourself and for the future. The positive learnings for yourself, for the future. Allow those learnings to come to you now. What was it that you were to learn? What was it that you were to get? That's right. Take those learnings for you, for your future. The positive learnings that will cause this set of circumstances to serve the purpose it was meant to serve, the positive purpose. And as you take those learnings now at the unconscious level, yes, store them, put them at the unconscious level, where they can change your behaviors in the future, perhaps without your consciously even thinking about it. Now, if those learnings had a color, what color would they have? Consider that. Imagine the color of the learnings now flooding in, filling your entire body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, filling you with the color of the learnings, saturating every cell of your body, filling you totally and completely with the color of the learnings. If they made a sound, imagine the sound of the learnings now beginning to emanate outward from the core of your being, emanating outward the color, the sound of the learnings surrounding you. Surrounding you with the color and the sound of these learnings now. If they had a feeling, how would the learnings feel? Feel the feeling of the learnings saturating every cell of your body, permeating you, filled with the color, the sound, the feelings of the learnings. That's right, very good. Notice how good it feels to have gotten the learnings now at the unconscious level, at the cellular level of your body. And now, go ahead and move back. Move right back into the release position in relationship to the event. So temporally, you're now 1 hour before it ever even happened. And you're looking down on it. It seems so small, so insignificant, way down below you and in front of you. And you're way up high toward the heavens. And now in the release position, notice how easy it is to let go of that old decision. Hear the voices deep within congratulating you on your embracing the mindset of a champion. And re-decide. Decide to let that old decision go. Let it go. Notice how good that feels. And as you look forward throughout the stream of time, go ahead and take the color, the sound, the feeling of the learnings and splash them forward throughout your entire future time stream, recoloring it in light of your new learnings, insights, and understandings. And as you begin to come back toward now above the stream of time, I want you to come back toward now, but only as quickly as you can notice three events, three opportunities that you missed before in the stream of time because of that old decision that limited you, But now they're revealed as the opportunities that they were and are, in light of your new learnings, insights, and understandings. That's right. And as you notice three of those types of opportunities in the stream of time below, just come all the way back toward now. Find yourself in the here, in the now, but remaining with your eyes closed, because right here, right now, you are on the platform from which you create the future of your dreams. And if you want to grasp new futures and grasp new dreams, then it's time to make new decisions about life in light of your new learnings, insights, and understandings. So what's a new decision you can make? Make a new decision. And it could just be the polar opposite of that old decision. So if your old decision was that you weren't confident, maybe your new decision is that you are supremely confident. If your old decision was that you don't have the resources you need to succeed, maybe the new decision is that you have all the resources of the known universe at your disposal. If your old decision was that you didn't have the money that you needed, maybe the new decision is you have all the money you need. It's born out of your great ideas. If your old decision was that you couldn't connect in a relationship, maybe the new decision is that you can connect to the extent that you really focus on it. Whatever your new decision is, get it in mind right now. Make it the polar opposite of that old decision. And redecide. Claim this decision as your own. And now, with that new decision in your consciousness and stored at the unconscious level, the learnings, it's time to step forward into your future. So go ahead and imagine stepping out 3 months into your future and take with you your new learnings, your insights, your understandings, and your new decision about life. And look at your future now. Look what you've been able to create 3 months in the future. Look what you've been able to do. Notice how much this one new decision has impacted your life in powerful, positive ways. And notice how good it feels. Now, step out 6 months into the future. And as you step out 6 months into the future, take with you the snowball effect, the compounding effect of this change. Notice what new opportunities you have 6 months in the future. Notice what you've been able to create. Once again, hear the voices deep within congratulating you on the effects that you've made in your life. Because you see, this new decision you made was just a cause set in motion. It's created a whole new set of effects in your life, powerful, positive ones. And look at the ripple effect of the change. Look at all the people you've been able to affect as a result of your new decision. And now, step out 1 year into the future. And as you step out 1 year into the future, take with you the power, the passion of this new decision. And notice the impact you've made in your life. You've been able to forge a new future. A new future in the fires of your determination. The fires of your learnings, insights, understandings, and new decision about life. And as you stand out at the 1 year point, just bask in the gratitude of being right here, right now, your moment of power. And as you leave that future out there knowing it's yours, just come all the way back toward now. Find yourself in the here and now. And redecide. Decide that that future is yours. Decide to claim it as your own. You see, there's no turning back. There's only moving forward. And as you consider the powerful future that awaits you, feel the gratitude once again for the new decision you've made about life. In a moment, you'll open your eyes with vim, vigor, energy, and enthusiasm. Enthusiasm about the future that awaits you. So come right back into the room, right here, right now. Welcome back. So that's the Decision Destroyer. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, go through the process and destroy at least one more major limiting decision before you move on to the next CD. Now, if you want to do more than that, you're welcome to, but do at least two with this process. Now, one more thing. Sometimes people ask me the question, Chris, once I've destroyed the limiting decision, how many times do I have to review the process for the same decision? You don't. Once you've gotten rid of it, it's gone. So you move forward. You know, in the old days, there'd be people that would become permanent therapeutic clients. What I'd like to suggest is that once you've changed the meaning and released that decision, it's time to look forward. Then your next question should be, what are new strategies that I can adopt to drive my life forward in a powerful way? So we're in the home stretch. Until the next CD, always remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.